Hi, I'm Casey Tierney, and we are in my apartment in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. Being a working mom is a big job because you're basically working two jobs, two very big jobs. In order to do it well, honestly, you have to have a good support team. Actually, you don't. Actually, I haven't had much of one for a long time, but I think having a workplace that's respectful of you as a working mom is important. I think that's sort of very important. And having a really good nanny and finding a good one and keeping a good one and learning how to keep a good one and how to not fuck around with that and like give gifts and give extra money when in doubt. Like, you have to do everything you can to keep a good nanny. But I don't know. I think I give my mom a lot of credit. She was a stay-at-home mom, and I think because of that, I, being the middle rebel child, wanted to go the opposite direction and be what she wasn't, in a funny way, and be a working mom like some of my other parents, other friends' parents were. But at the same time, everything I know about parenting is from her. But I think being a working mom, I get to add to it. You know, like, my kids know that I have a lot going on and I have a lot to juggle and I can't be there for them every second of every day. And sometimes that causes some friction or causes some angst or some neediness or, mommy, can you please cuddle with me tonight? Please, I need you to cuddle. So we have those moments. I don't know. I think I try to walk the line of being their friend, certainly. And by being their friend, I don't mean being their bestie and like doing nail polish together, even though we do that, but just being open to them and encouraging of them the way you would be a friend. And if they're having an issue, we break it down and like, let's talk about this. What's this? What's that? No, that's not cool. All right, moving on. Like, just kind of address it honestly and openly, but also still be the boss. And I think with kids, they get crazy sometimes and they push limits and they push boundaries and you have to sit them down and set them straight. I have two really amazing little girls. And they are, like, they truly are people I want to hang out with. You know what I mean? Like, they're not, you know, yes, they're my children. I love them because I'm supposed to. But they're fascinating little human beings. And I think more than anything, watching them grow and, like, being a part of this, like, nurturing this thing and giving them the space to be who they are is incredible. It's totally incredible and so entertaining. I mean, there's days I want to kill them, sure, but like when Harper starts performing or Ella starts doing gymnastics or starts like singing a song or drawing a great picture or just like being really sociable or hanging out with my friends in a really adult way that's super precocious but totally innocent, and it's so entertaining all the time. So I think that's the best part, is watching them become them, really.